on now to our first set of news stories for part two. Drones are being used by farmers to sow crops. Norfolk MPs want a dentistry school in the city. But we start with good news for a Norwich-based wine company. Norwich-based wine retailer Virgin Wines scoops prestigious industry gong. The city's Virgin Wines has been crowned Wine Club of the Year by the International Wine Challenge. The accolade was bestowed on the company's Wine Bank membership at the Highly Competitive Industry Awards in its 40th year. The IWC praised the firm for navigating a challenging wine market by keeping up with the current consumer trends, for example, the introduction of lower ABV and vegan wines. With more than 130,000 customers, the Wine Bank scheme rewards wine enthusiasts with considerable benefits, including a 20% interest on money saved into their accounts each month. This, coupled with further perks, has enabled Virgin Wines customers to earn £4 million of savings annually. Reacting to the win, Chief Executive Officer Jay Wright said, "We're thrilled to receive the IWC Wine Club Award. Thank you to our loyal members and partners for making this achievement possible."
The Regent's main crematorium has been hit by a raid that saw thieves take thousands of pounds worth of equipment. Thieves broke into the groundsman's workshop at St. Faith's Crematorium in Manor Road and took tools used to maintain the site. The equipment included a ride-on mower, tractor, chainsaws and hedge cutters. They are used on a regular basis to maintain the grounds so that families have somewhere respectful and well-maintained to remember and pay respect to their loved ones they have lost. Police are appealing for information, doorbell or dash cam footage from the area following the incident.
A high-tech drone has sown seeds from the sky at a Norfolk farm, which is embracing new technologies in a bid to reduce its environmental footprint. The huge airborne machine with a 3-metre diameter was put to work spreading cover crop seeds at Eves Hill Farm in Booton near Reefham. Flying autonomously along a preset path at 10 metres per second, it dropped its payload into 3 fields of standing wheat and barley from 6 metres above the ground. When those cereals are harvested in about 2 to 3 weeks, it's hoped the cover crop will already be starting to germinate and grow, potentially an important head start in achieving the regenerative farm's goal of protecting its soils by keeping a green cover on the land all year round. And unlike terrestrial tractors, there are no ground compaction issues or costly diesel expenses. The £40,000 drone was operated by Rob Pearson and Andy Sproson of Auto Spray Systems, based in Stoke-on-Trent.
City Hall is pushing for council tax reforms that would see those living in the most expensive houses required to pay more. Members of Norwich City Council have proposed that the Labour government should introduce more council tax bans across the country in order to raise funds for deprived areas. There are currently around 65 properties in Norwich that sit in the highest tax band and each pay more than £4,000 a year to the council. Government ministers have previously pledged not to make any changes to council tax bans amid accusations they would copy plans set out by the Labour-run Welsh government to overhaul the system. However, City Hall officials have urged the new government to reconsider its position and remodel the banding, which has remained unchanged since 1991. Labour-run Norwich City Council remains under no overall control following the local elections in May. The authority collects council tax from roughly 70,000 residential properties across the city to fund services such as policing, street cleaning and park maintenance. There are around 28,000 households in Norwich that sit in the lowest band and pay £1,523 to the council, while less than 100 homes pay the highest amount of £4,570. households are assigned to one of eight bands according to the value of their property in 1991, rather than being based on its current value, leading to criticism that the system does not reflect changes in house prices and favours wealthier property owners.
A Norwich optician has raised funds to install a community-accessible defibrillator. Specsavers Norwich, based on White Lion Street, collected more than £850 by donating £1 for each review left on their internal reviewing platform, with an additional £60 raised via an in-house bake sale. Rebecca Williams, the practice manager, said, "This is something we want to give back to the community, which is why most of our fundraising is coming from us through this bake sale and through the reviews. We're really appreciative of the customers who heard about this and donated money to help us reach our target." A trained Specsavers team member will be available to assist with the defibrillator during store opening hours. Located outside Specsavers doors, it will include a user guide. The company director, Siraj Shah, said, "We chose a defibrillator because it's a permanent contribution to Norwich. We care for the eyes and ears of the community, but this way we're also providing emergency services too."
Norfolk's MPs are set to enter talks with government officials about the opening of a new dentistry school at the UEA. Wes Streeting, the Secretary of State for Health and Social Care, has committed to launching discussions into the future of the project, which is designed to train more people to work locally in the profession. The university is keen to open such a faculty, and supporters hope it would help end the dental desert, which has left people in the county unable to get NHS treatment. Mr. Streeting said, "It's appalling that Norfolk and Waveney are so poorly served in terms of dentistry. It is a Sahara of dental deserts." The Norfolk and Waveney area has the largest ratio of NHS dentists for patients, with one every 2,776 people, and some of the highest rates of dental problems. Last year, more than 1,000 people had to attend Norfolk's A&E departments for dental care because their health issues were so serious. Despite the scale of the crises, a recent analysis showed that a total of £17 million more than a quarter of the Norfolk and Waveney's allocated NHS dental funding is not being used this year. Officials say this is partly because there are simply no dentists available to do the work required.
Well, time now for our next feature, which is all about five female firsts that broke new ground in British political history. And it's read again by Robin Quine.